morning.
Morning. Morning.
Morning, Nancy. How are you today?
I'm all right, Steve. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How are things in Utah?
Have you been to it
yet?
What'd you say?
Have you had snow yet?
Not of the valley floors.
Oh, good. I saw Eddie. Seems a bit early to me. I don't know. I heard 2 feet in South Dakota yesterday. At 4 feet. 48 inches. For...
Yeah, we always usually have some kind of a storm for October and April conference.
Oh, my.
It's just almost a guarantee, but it didn't hit the valley floors.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
Somebody else? I'm sorry, what?
I said, yeah, I'm hoping for another month. I'm just having my fall raspberries come on. I went out and picked a half a dozen of them last night. They were so good.
Yummy. Marty just was saying how he figured out the deer got into his tomatoes towards a couple weeks ago. We would have more tomatoes if they hadn't gotten in there. I said, it's tough.
The recording yesterday, I really had a hard time hearing Char, so I don't know what was going on, what was doing, but I had to increase her volume a lot of the time, 400 to 600%. Then it made it squeaky, so I don't know what was going on.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, but I couldn't hear you before.
Okay, maybe I had the it seemed like I had the volume up really high on my end. Let me, okay, is that even better?
I think so.
Okay. All right. I see, this is a new headset, and maybe I didn't have it adjusted right. It sounded really loud in my ear, so maybe I just need to move the button in my ear and leave the volume.
I am for...
He knows.
Maybe the volume for hearing was up too high and the volume for projecting was not up high enough. I don't know. Are there two different volumes?
Yeah, there is. So that could have been it. I think there's two different ones. It looks like it, yeah. Yeah, there's the hearing.
When you start talking, Char, a scratch comes with it. It's not there now, but as soon as you start talking, we hear it.
Start talking, you hear static in the background?
It's like a muffle that comes over it. Do you hear it, Steve?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, I wonder what
I'm kind of hearing. Yeah, I'm hearing sort of
I'm hearing it with you also, Steve.
I'm going to try a different phone and see if the phone, we've had our phones for quite a while, but there's new batteries on it, so I don't know. So I'll try something else.
All this new technology.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Anybody else want to say hello?
Good morning.
Morning. How are you, Anita?
I'm all right. A little chilly. My husband says it's...
Good morning, Nancy.
Morning, Elaine. How are you? Have any questions or concerns? Anybody watch Oz yesterday? Well, he fed right into us. I wasn't planning on it, but I'm going to go over a little bit of what he said. I had never heard of this gal, Robin Quivers. Anybody know the name?
Mm-mm. Yes.
Yes? She's on with,
Howard Stern,
Howard,
right?
Howard Stern. Has been for like 30 years. Well, I've never listened to him, maybe that's why. Has been with him 30 years.
month. Anyway, she, I guess that they must be from New York. I don't know. She didn't have a New York accent, but it doesn't matter. Went to Pittsburgh to, I think, a friend's wedding or something. Never made it to the wedding. Was having terrible trouble urinating. Went to a doctor and ended up going home with a Foley catheter. Turned out she had a, they told her to immediately see a gynecologist. Long story short, she had, and they never specifically said exactly what it was, but a malignancy growing. It sounded like, from his demonstration, you know, even though the organs are all there, there's spaces in between them, and it sounded almost like it was growing between maybe the bladder and the uterus. I'm not real sure, but it's an unusual, they said, kind of cancer. And she ended up at Sloan Kettering and
the divorce
has arrived.
A couple of the things that he said were so pertinent to what we believe. And let me see where my notes are. Oh, she went through surgery, chemo, radiation, and right after her first chemo episode, Howard called her and said, "How are you feeling? Are you nauseous?" She was not sick through any of her treatments. She didn't have burning skin from the radiation. She didn't feel nauseous. I don't even know that she didn't say anything about losing her hair. But anyway, and one of the key things that Oz said was being healthy before a cancer diagnosis is the best way to beat cancer. So going into it healthy, which she is or was what brought her through it so well. her surgery was 12 hours. Anybody ever hear the peek and shriek term used?
No.
I hadn't either. That's a short surgery, which nobody wants, he said, with cancer. A short surgery where they literally open you up and close you, you know, peek and shriek. And that's not what you want. She had become a vegan in 2007, and she clearly said the diet saved her life. She has a book out called The Vegucation of Robin, and it sounds like there's some really good recipes in there. There's a butternut, and I'm going to check his site. I don't know if he said he was going to try and put some of them on. Butternut squash soup, a salad that has no tuna in it. She said there's an air fryer that does not use oil that you can make french fries with. She has a roasted cauliflower and chocolate mousse, all vegan, all these recipes. And he said very clearly, we don't die of cancer. We die of frailty because we get so weak we can't take the treatment, surgery, chemo, radiation. And she felt fine through her treatment. She worked from home for a year. Nobody knew it, that that's where she was working. You know, he just, when she had all of her foods on the table, showing what she was eating, breakfast, lunch, dinner, some other things, he said, "You notice how many colors are out here?" He was really supporting what she was doing food-wise. So.
And her name again, Nancy?
Robin, Q-U-I-V-E-R-S. And the name of the book is The Vegucation of Robin, How Real Food Saved My Life. So, interesting stuff. Anyone have any comments?
No, I heard that too, and it was powerful.
Yeah. And interestingly, she's been since 07. She's not skinny. She's not even thin. But she definitely says she follows it pretty strictly, I got the impression. So, Dr. Phil last Friday had an interesting thing on obesity that I'd like to share with you. He has Frieda Lewis Hall on, who is the chief medical officer of Pfizer. She's on the docs periodically. And since she's with Pfizer, which is a huge drug company, I kind of listen with one ear for her. But she's an overweight physician, and finally has gotten the whisper that she needs to do something about it. And she said, obesity, wake up whispers. Number one, pain in your joints. Number two, labored breathing. Number three, you feel like your heart is racing with just a short walk. Number four, having gynecological issues you didn't have before. Number five, family history of high blood pressure or high cholesterol. The heart of an obese person, and they had two hearts on the table, one with an obese person and one with a normal heart. The heart of an obese person is a lot larger, weighs a lot more, has a lot thicker walls, because the heart is working overtime, what it has to do in obesity. And the size was just dramatic. Obesity unchecked causes a lot of important health consequences. It's a contributing factor to many of the major causes of death, diabetes, and some cancers, and can also cause some other health issues that need to be addressed, osteoporosis, gallbladder disease, poor mobility, infertility, sleep apnea, the list goes on. That there are emotional triggers, using food to make yourself happy. We eat out of to ease boredom or stress. We've got to use food for nutritional purposes. Then there are environmental triggers. We've talked about this before. Food accessibility, being surrounded by food. We have social eating, sedentary lifestyle. You know, and I've always said, if you bring it into the house, that's the worst thing you can do because it's there. There are genetic factors. They do have an impact. It may influence how much fat you store and where you store it. It may affect how efficient your body is on changing food into energy. I don't know that I've ever heard it put that way before. Then there are medical things. Hypothyroidism, low thyroid, may add pounds and make it harder to get them off. As you put a plan together, consider all of this so you have a plan to fit you. It's not an all or nothing thing. 5 to 10%, some cases 15 pounds of body weight, can lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Small and realistic changes that can make today, that you can make today, that give you a head start to reach and stay healthy, a healthy weight. And you can go to a website, gethealthystayhealthy.com, for more information. I just thought it was interesting to have him touch on this like that. Comments? Questions? Okay, anybody have anything else that they want to talk about today? Gee, we are a quiet group. Let me find my other stuff.
Well, I'm getting so much static on my end, it's really breaking up. I don't know if you guys are hearing it or not, but anyway, I don't know whether it's the moisture in the ground that's affecting the lines as it did before. But anyway, opening the attachment I sent you yesterday, did it work or did it not work? I know my margins were off on one of them that I looked at, and one position, one of the pieces of equipment I looked at it on. So I wondered if it broke up the text so that it wasn't on the right lines for doing looking at the recipe. Did anybody open it, see that?
Mine came through okay.
Okay.
Mine was fine also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody that is messed up, let me know because I can change it, and maybe it was just a fluky deal, or maybe it was one that I was still working on that got mixed into my computer system. But anyway, I just want to make sure it's coming through the way it should look. And if anybody has any trouble, that was done in the with the Word document
right.
file, which Steve said would be easiest to open for most people. If you want to add notes to it, you can, easier than coming through as a PDF. So I've got both versions. So I can get it down pat and make it easier for everybody and less time consuming and so forth.
But you're right-handed, aren't you, Shara?
Pardon?
Are you right-handed?
I am right-handed. Why?
Because I do my recipes the opposite way. I put the list of ingredients on the left with the directions to the right.
Oh, well, I'm using a format. What I'm using is a format that was in the first recipe book that had been written for a restaurant.
Oh.
And so I just got started doing that. I've done it the reverse way also, but I find that the way the margins are set up, it seems to work best from the direction that you read it. And so I always think, well, you're going to get the pot that you put the stuff in or, you know, have the equipment ready to dump it in. And so that's evidently that's the way they put it or whatever. But the biggest part, I didn't think nearly as much about that as I did the being able to lay a piece of paper underneath if you want to. If you're doing multiple things or going to get interruptions, as we did in the restaurant, I would force the kids to lay a sheet of paper or another book or something where they were on that at that point. So if they got called away, they knew whether or not they had put that item in.
Interesting.
And it was just a safeguard that they didn't double up or miss something.
Yeah.
So that was one of my reasons, and then just the fact that it's much faster for me when I put it together because my eye doesn't have to go up and down, up and down, up and down. I'm just reading across and going right down through the list as I'm doing it. I can read it once and decide, you know, if I'm going to make it or not with the sign involved or whatever.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Questions? Here's something on lowering your risk of colorectal cancer. Eat a high-fiber diet with lots of whole grains, veggies, and fruit, including cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. Avoid high-fat foods, especially those with saturated fat. Eat foods rich in calcium and exercise regularly. Okay. This is an old, oh wait, maybe I'll do this. That's way too long for now. Does anybody remember? Yeah, I think I did this one, okay. I'm going to start here. This is an old consumer's report on health. I no longer get it. But antioxidants, friend or foe, interestingly, Oz had a program on this maybe 6 or 8 months ago. These powerful nutrients can work for or against you depending on how you consume them. they say more is not necessarily better when it comes to antioxidants. Research found how you consume them can make a big difference in your health. Alleging that product labels are in fact, two recent lawsuits have challenged manufacturer claims about antioxidants, alleging that product labels are misleading consumers. You need to take a close look at the latest on antioxidants. Myth, antioxidants are all vitamins. The truth is that there are thousands of antioxidants, relatively few of them are vitamins. Some are minerals, others are enzymes, which are protein molecules that facilitate chemical reactions necessary for cells to function properly. Vitamin C and E, the minerals selenium and zinc, pigments such as carotenoids, are all promoted for their antioxidant abilities. Polyphenols, or flavonoids, the most plentiful and common form of antioxidants, are found in fruit, veggies, whole grains, tea, chocolate, and red wine. What antioxidants have in common is their ability to block the action of free radicals. unstable chemical fragments that can wreak havoc on healthy components in your body's cells. This damage can cause cells to grow and reproduce abnormally, part of the dangerous chain reaction. In time, that process is thought to play a role in chronic conditions, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and eye disease such as cataracts, and age-related macular degeneration. Your body produces free radicals during exercise and when converting food into energy, and your body generates antioxidants to help stabilize them. Other factors, cigarette smoke, alcohol consumption, and exposure to sunlight, environmental contaminants like pesticides, trigger the production of more free radicals, which can potentially overwhelm your body's natural defenses. Antioxidants in the food you eat, such as fruit, veggies, and whole grains, can come to the rescue. Substances known as antioxidants also have other beneficial effects, including combating inflammation. Comments? Then they have a picture of board with oranges. Try snacking on mangoes or papaya. Next myth. All antioxidants are created equal. Truth. Different antioxidants fight different free radicals. There's an antioxidant defense network. It's like an army. You have generals and colonels and lieutenants. Each one has a different job. And they work well together. For example, vitamin C recycles vitamin E. Once a molecule of vitamin E neutralizes the free radical, vitamin C converts that molecule of E back to its antioxidant form, allowing it to combat more free radicals. So if you take a lot of vitamin E, but your vitamin C intake is low, you won't see much antioxidant benefit. Did we know that before?
That's interesting.
Yeah. The synergistic effect among thousands of antioxidants is a major reason doctors, dietitians, and others advise people to eat a wide range of fruits, veggies, and whole grains and legumes. I don't know if they should include doctors in that. A study suggests that people who consume a greater amount of antioxidant-rich foods have a lower risk of certain diseases than people who don't. Those whose diets contain the most antioxidants had a 20% lower risk of heart attack compared with women who consumed the least. Comments? Myth. Be sure to eat pomegranates, berries, and other superfoods. Truth. All fruits are super. Each fruit or veggie has a unique combination of healthy compounds, including antioxidants. By eating only those billed as super, you sure change your health by skipping those combinations of nutrients in other produce. Nature tends to group similar nutrients in foods that have the same color, so find foods you like in as many colors as you can, which I guess is part of why I said yesterday, notice the different colors on the table. Eat the rainbow.
Yeah.
Myth. Should amp up your intake of supplements. Truth. Focus on food instead. Age-related eye disease study led by the National Eye Institute supports the focusing on food. It found that a combination of antioxidants and zinc supplements reduced the risk of developing advanced age-related macular degeneration in people who already had intermediate stage of the disease. Talk with your physician about supplements, however, because some studies have suggested that some can cause harm. Selenium supplements of 200 micrograms a day have been linked to higher incidence of recurrence of non-melanoma skin cancers in people who previously suffered such a cancer. Just remember, one Brazil nut has enough selenium for the day, guys. They found that those who had taken 400 IUs of vitamin E a day were 17% more likely to develop prostate cancer over 7 years. They said that supplements can't replicate the complex beneficial effects of a healthy diet. Comments?
Yeah. Nothing beats the whole food.
There you go. Myth. If some antioxidants are good, more are better. Truth. too much of a good thing can be problematic. Beware of multi and single antioxidant capsules labeled megadoses, which contain more than the recommended daily values of antioxidants. Some evidence suggests that when taken in megadoses, antioxidants can become pro-oxidants, which increase the production of free radicals, especially in people who smoke or drink alcohol. Supplements can have unpredictable interactions in these cases. They can flip from potentially helpful to being harmful. In one study, heavy smokers who took high-dose beta-carotene alone or with vitamin E were more likely to get lung cancer. Much more likely that you'll consume too many antioxidants from food. Much less likely that you'll consume too many antioxidants from food. But eating one type of fruit or veggie in excess amounts can result in some odd, if harmless, effects. For example, consuming extremely large amounts of carrots or other beta-carotene-rich veggies can result in orange-tinted skin. Eating an excessive amount of tomatoes can cause yellow-orange skin discoloration. But most Americans eat too little, not too much, fruit and veggies. If you want to boost your intake, stick to normal serving sizes and choose a wide variety of produce. And then they have a picture of a plate. Not a fan of kale. They have kale, broccoli, and green pepper. Try broccoli or green pepper. And one more myth. Packaged food with labels that promise antioxidant benefits will boost your health. Truth. Antioxidant claims on packaged food don't always mean a healthy benefit. Unfortunately, antioxidant is a very loosely used term. Outside the lab, has become more of a marketing term than a scientific term. Kellogg's Fiber Plus Antioxidant Dark Chocolate Almond Bars, that sounds good, have 20% of the daily value of vitamin E and zinc. They also contain 7 grams of sugar, 5 grams of fat. You can avoid processed food and eat an ounce of dry roasted almonds, which provide more vitamin E, and 3 ounces of lean beef, which has more zinc. We don't know what these values mean biologically, and they're talking about an ORAC scale of 6,000, but they don't guarantee better health. There was a class action lawsuit against the makers of 7-Up Cherry antioxidant soda. That could lead consumers to think that the antioxidants in the soft drink come from fruit when they really come from added vitamin E, and a 12-ounce can provides only 15% of the daily value. Another class action against Hershey alleges the chocolate giant makes, quote, misleading, end of quote, and, quote, unlawful claims regarding antioxidants. The suit alleges that many, if not all, of Hershey's cocoa or chocolate products undergo alkalization, a process that reduces or virtually eliminates the flavanol content. Both companies have publicly denied any wrongdoing. Antioxidants, the maker of the 7-Up said that its decision unrelated to the lawsuit, it has produced a new version of 7-Up Cherry without antioxidants. As scientists continue to explore how antioxidants work in the body, best health advice remains the simplest. Make sure your diet contains plenty of varieties of fruit, veggies, whole grains, and legumes. It's interesting that we're hearing more and more of this. So, anybody have any comments on any of those things?
You know, Nancy, I just, am I on?
Yep.
Yeah. The thing that I think that they should really put the emphasis on, of all the ways that they're doing it and talking about it, is higher on the vegetables. You know, they say fruit and vegetables in one breath, and we don't need the amount of sugar intake that is obtained from either fruit or from grains. You know, either one of those, we need the nutrient value from the vegetables. And, of course, that's what we have gathered just by the process of osmosis in the way it's said by the doctors that we work with.
Right.
But it's still grouped, and I don't know, maybe we can come up with an easy way of putting the emphasis on the highest intake should be in the vegetables and not in any other category, whether it's the fats, whether it's the fruit, with, you know, nuts, fats, or grains, any of those, which, you know, after a fashion, I think everybody arrives at, but it would be easier for people at the very beginning if they knew that that's where their whole strength basis as far as bringing their body into balance is there, as well as the rotation of which you emphasized, as well as what Jeannie said, the whole food snack. Food is never, in the whole form, is never going to be any better than just taking it the way it is, the way God created it. Just little things, but it kind of gets just all mungled sometimes in the translation, I think, in people's minds, and that's what makes it hard for them. They're trying to decipher. Just my take.
Well, for some reason, we've talked about this on the call for many times. It's always said fruits and veggies. It really should be the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, when I talk, not reading something, I very often remind myself to say veggies and fruits. Because the
that's because it's the alphabetical order of them. That's why they put them that way.
Think so? Or is it because
F comes before V?
Or is it because fruits is one syllable? I don't know. I don't know.
That and what's the biggest taste bud treat?
Right.
It's always the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
the woman I was today was very strong saying how good vegetables taste if they're prepared right, which is another reason that her book sounds like, she used herbs, and she had a bunch of herbs, live herbs there, how much they added to the flavor of the food.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to not have any taste. Anybody tried the Miracle Noodles yet?
Yes, I have had them.
And?
I just am not really very big on the pastas anymore. I use them really seldom. Because
yeah, I do
I'll
too.
Use something. Yeah, and I know, but you know, so they were just kind of a nothing flavor. There really wasn't anything there for
them. Right.
And that's the way I think about pasta, you know, whereas if I've got quinoa in there or something like that, that is adding a tremendous amount of food value. It would be a filler is where I would put them.
We went for Chinese Saturday night, and I asked for just veggie steamed, and I came home with probably half of them and a little bit of white rice. I used a little bit at dinner, and the rest I brought home. And last night the Miracle Noodles come in a rice form, and all you do is rinse them, and then you put them in, you blanch them for a minute in hot water, boiling water. And I decided, well, I'm going to throw everything in the pan. So I boiled some water, I threw the veggies and the white rice in first. It was probably maybe a third of a cup of white rice, and it's, you know, and I made two packages of the Miracle Noodles rice. I rinsed them off real good. Then when the water was boiling, I poured it in the water, and I let it go for maybe a minute and a half, and then I drained it. Eating it with the veggies in it and nothing else, and you have to remember, I probably should have added some seasoning, and I didn't think of it until too late. It was really good. And there's no calories. The only thing it has in it is iron. On the on the rice one, I bought. Well, Jamie had ordered them. He mailed them for me a couple months ago already. No calories, no sodium, no cholesterol, no fat, no nothing.
No nothing. No food value, right?
No food. Calcium, iron, 8%. It's made out of I just picked up the one that's angel hair pasta, purified water. K-O-N-N-Y-A-K-U, flour, and calcium hydroxide. That's it. I'm assuming they're all the same ingredients. I remember I looked when it came. This is the...
How do you spell the flour? How do you spell K-O?
Wait a minute, let me see if this one is the same. Yeah, it is. Oh, they're all the same ingredients. K-O-N-N-Y-A-K-U, flour.
So where does that come from? Is this a chemical or obviously
bean. It's bean.
That's a bean? A processed bean?
It's a shirataki mushroom. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
yeah. It's from Japan. This one is shirataki pasta. This is the ziti. This one also has beta carotene in it. But it has two carbs, the other one has none. But iron, oh, this one doesn't have the iron. This one has calcium 2% and 6% vitamin A because of the beta carotene. These noodles were made from plants that were not genetically engineered. So this is the ziti. Let me see where the rice is. Here's the rice. This one is 8% iron. This one has the water, koniaku, and then in parentheses they have glucomannan, which I remember hearing on Oz one time, I don't remember what it said, and calcium hydroxide. No calories, no carbs less than 1 gram, but iron, 8%.
Yeah, the positive and negative that would come to my mind is the positive for somebody that's cutting back and wants to feel full would be that it's doing that job. The negative is that it's just taking up space in your gut and you're not getting the nutritive value that you would if you were eating a whole food.
Well, it is a whole food. Let me just read what it says on here. Shirataki is made only from the soluble fiber of the plant. As such, it only contains a healthy soluble fiber known as glucomannan. Oh, that's it. Okay. Since it is only made of soluble fiber, it is remarkably low in calories. It absorbs the flavors of any sauce or dish you prepare. And each one has a little bit different instructions of how to make. Known for its health benefits, 1,000 years in China and Japan, shirataki is made from the root of a plant called the koniaku imo.
But what I'm talking about when I say whole food, they do not even recognize the doctors that we've worked with.
I know.
In fact, they're not going to even recognize flour as a whole food because it can't go through the system the same as it could if it was just a grain.
Yeah.
And then you're going to take it one step further, and they're not going to want it even cooked to the extent that we talked of.
There's a free cookbook and diet plan for download, miraclenoodles.com.
Yeah, I think, what is the website?
MiracleNoodle.com.
Oh, Miracle Noodle. Okay, you know, I would call it a transitional food when you're looking at the accomplishment. I think that's what the doctors would call it. If you're better off having, you know, first in a raw state, but then secondly in a cooked state where you've got a mixture of raw and cooked, and you've got it just as natural as the food comes. All you do is maybe cut it up.
Has left the conference.
So, you know, we got all kinds of degrees of it, is all
right.
I think about. From our standpoint, of how much emphasis we put on it for somebody else.
I do not use a lot of plastics at all anymore. But,
yeah,
I thought, I think Jamie got me this maybe in July. This is already October. I think this is the third time I've used it. So, you know, it's not the kind of thing I'm making every week or even every couple of weeks. But instead of pasta, or is it a different kind of pasta, or to add if you're making something and you have, like, the rice, to add to the rice that I had. I would have just eaten the vegetables without the rice and given the rice to Marty, but this way I incorporated so 80% of it was this compared to 20% of the noodles. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, good. I mean,
I
brought it up a couple of years ago already. It's about the miracle noodle. So, anyway, we are late. So, have a great day, everybody. We're having sunshine. I can't wait to get out and walk. It's so nice to be able to do that.
And I didn't mean to sound like I was condemning anybody. But I've used it too, and I think it's a great replacement for, in its place. So.
Yeah, and if you're hungry and you don't want to put extra calories in your body, I see nothing wrong with eating it. I don't find that it fills me up full.
It's not going to be satisfying long term for sure.
Yeah, even if you wanted to put some kind of a tomato sauce on it, you know, why not? You get something from something.
I was going to say, it gives you something to chew on anyway.
Yes.
Right.
It's a different consistency, but it's, I know that when we go for, like, Thai food, sometimes I will ask for it, the white noodle. Whether it's exactly the same as the miracle, I don't know. But maybe, I don't think it is. But just another avenue.
Anyway, thanks, Nancy.
Has left the conference.
Oh, no, I think most of the ones in the Asian restaurants are usually a rice, some kind of a rice noodle. At least the Thai restaurants, I know that's what they use the majority of.
Okay, have a good day, everybody. Enjoy the weather. Be back tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.